Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning tonight's shiur in Simen Shin Ches. We are up to Sif Lamed Vav. It was pointed out that in last night's shiur, we forgot to read the last part of Sif Lamed Aleph. So I'm going to go back for a moment to Sif Lamed Aleph, and then we'll pick up with tonight's shiur in Lamed Vav. Sif Lamed Aleph is the last line on page Kuftes. We said, Basar Chai Ruamit. Afilu tofel she'enu maluach klal, even if it is not salted at all, mutter l'taltalo, you are allowed to move it, mishum d'chazi l'umtza, because it is fit for eating. The Mechaber continues on the top line of 218, which we did not read last night. V'cheinim hu tafuach, so too if the meat is tafuach, pirish masriach. Rashi says tafuach means it's spoiled. Even if the meat is spoiled, it's still mutter l'taltalo, you're still allowed to move it, mishum d'roi l'klovin. Because even the spoiled meat is fit for the dogs. There is no mishabura on the part that we skipped. We'll continue now with Sif Lamed Vav, the last line on page 218. The Mechaber says in Sif Lamed Vav, Ein osin graf shel ri'i l'chatchila. We discussed last night, if you have a graf shel ri'i, which is a kli that normally stores the tzoya inside of it, so that is allowed to be moved for the covet of the person. But says the Shulchan Aruch, you cannot create a graf shel ri'i l'chatchila. It's not a din that you can create it and plan it in advance. Dahainu lahavi davar she'osid limois. That you're going to bring something that in the future is going to become disgusting. In order that you should then move it away when it becomes disgusting. So one is not allowed to create the matzav of a graf shel ri'i l'chatchila. However, v'im ovar v'aso mutter l'otzio. But if you did it, then l'maisa, you can move it away. Says the Mishnah Berurah, if kadon kuf la'mitez k'dei l'otzio, the Gemara mashma da'filu im lo osa k'dei l'otzio. The Gemara's mashma that it's not only that you can't do it, bringing it, having in mind to move it away, el davar ha'asui l'basof l'otzio, even if it's a case that it's something that in the end is going to require taking away, so gam kein asur, that is also forbidden. Sha'av shehitiru l'hotzi ha'davar ha'mos, even though they allowed us to move away something that is mius, mikomokom lasos l'chadchila davar. But l'chadchila to create a matzav, she'yia bevadai achar kach mos l'fonav yotzienu, that it's going to become mius in front of you, and you're going to eventually move it away, that is asur. V'hod enoker ha'shulchan aruch k'dei l'hotzio, that which the Mechaber says you did it in order to move it away, even though the Gemara is saying, even though you know it's going to happen, but you didn't do it in order to move it away. The reason the Mechaber uses that expression is mishum seif anokat. It's because of the last point of the Mechaber, the b'di'eved ein la'asor av she'echniso b'ofen zeh. Even in the more extreme case where you brought it in order to move it away when it gets mius, even that b'di'eved, once it happens, you are allowed to move it away. Says the Mechaber, v'aytas ed lamed zayim. B'mokum de'ika pseida, in a case where there could be a loss of money, so mutter lahachnis mitoso etzel graf shel ri'i, you're allowed to move your bed next to the graf shel ri'i, v'lekboa yeshivaso sham, and to set up your yeshiva over there, kedei lahotzio, in order to move it away. So he said you can't bring something close to you that will become a graf shel ri'i in order to move it away afterwards, but in a case where there would be a loss of money, and we'll see an example, you would be allowed to move your bed close to the graf shel ri'i, so it's in your dwelling area, so that you can move away that davar mius. Says the Mechaber, Sif Mishnah Berurah, rather, Sif Katan Kuf Mem, De'ikab Seida, Hainu Shiyovalu De'hefsed im Yishar HaGraf Shom, if you leave the graf over there where it is, it's going to get lost, it's going to get ruined. She'yigonev Shom is going to get stolen from there. O sha'or kilkol ayideze, or some other kind of damage is going to happen. V'hu munach bebayis be'ezacheder, and the item is resting in your house in a certain room. Mokom she'en darsham, but it's not a place where you're spending time, so you're not really allowed to move it away. O she'munach bechotzer b'mokom she'en drisas raglosham, or it's in your chotzer where you're not walking by, and therefore you have no heter to move it away. The ilav hochi, because if that wasn't the case, but it was in the mokom where you are spending time, then you'll be allowed to move it away. So we're talking about you have a graf shel ri'i in the matzav that you're not allowed to move it away. It's in your back chutzer where you don't travel so much, or it's in a room that you're not using so much. So then we said you're allowed to move your bed to that place, and that way the graf shel ri'i is now in your dwelling area and you can move it away. Kigom mitasa lishkav aleha. You can move your bed there to lie down on it. O sheyachnis shulchano v'yochal sham. Or you'll move your table there and you'll eat there. Da yidei zeh nechshav ki'ilu diraso sham. Through moving your bed and lying down there and moving your table and eating there, it makes it like that is your mokum dira. That's your dwelling area. U'memelu mutter lehotzi agraf. And automatically you're allowed to move away the graf. Aval yeshiva ba'alma sham lo mahani. But just to go pull up a chair to sit next to it, to make it like your dwelling area, so now you can move away the graf shalri that's disgusting to you, that would not be allowed. It has to be that your mamish dwelling there. Either you're lying down over there, you're eating over there. It has to be a real kviyas that you're making over there. And then the mokum pseida, you are allowed to create that mokum dira near the graf shalri, and then you can move it away because of mius. Says the Mechaber Vaita Sidla Milches, Machnis Odom Yibaodyo Meloku Paso Ofer. A person could bring into his house on Friday afternoon a box full of dirt, umiyached lo keren zavis, and he could designate for this dirt a corner, and he could use the dirt. Va'osa bo kol tzracha b'Shabbos, and he could use that dirt for all his needs on Shabbos. Normally, dirt is muksa, but if you designate it for use on Shabbos, this allows you. You can bring a box full of dirt, put it in a corner, and say, I'm going to use this for Shabbos for all my needs. Kegon lito mimenu l'chasa soa o rok v'kayosi b'zeh. You could then use that dirt to cover up tzaya or roke that is on the floor and anything similar. Avol, im lo yiched lo keren zavis, but if you didn't put the dirt in a specific corner and designate a spot for it, rather you just light it out over the ground in general, so then it's botel agav afar habayis v'asul ataltalo. Then it's considered nullified to the dirt of the house and it becomes botel and mukta like all the other dirt. The Ramos says, Lochein mutter lika peros hatmunim b'chol. Therefore, if a person has this dirt that was not muktzah because it was designated for use and put in a certain corner, you would be allowed to take fruit out from it on Shabbos without a problem. Ki ein oso ofer muktzah. That dirt, he interchanges chol, which is sand, and the dirt, which is ofer. But whatever it is, whether it's sand or dirt, and you designated one spot, even if there are fruit inside, you can move away the sand or the dirt and take out the fruit because it is not muksa. Says the Mishnah Berurah, if kodon kuf memez, you could bring an offer. Uma'ara bebeisu al aretz, and you're pouring it out in your house on the ground in one corner in order to take from it for different uses. If kodon kuf mem gimel. Ube'inyon she'ein bo mishum asiyaz guma. Obviously, if you're going to take away this dirt or this sand, it has to be in such a way that you're not creating a hole on Shabbos. Tehainu she'ito b'shaveh. Either you make a smooth cut in the dirt and take it out without creating a hole, o shachol dak o tachuach, or we're talking about sand that's very fine and soft. The tekev kishenotel hachol, that right away when you pull out some of the sand, nofel otoch haguma v'sosma, the other sand collapses and right away fills in the space and there's never a hole created. Kein kasa b'tosef shabbos milokamon simen tof tzadiches v'ayin shabu mashik asadnu b'zeh. So the Mishnah Berurah is addressing a different nekuda. Here in the Mechaber, discussing designating the dirt or the sand as not mukta. You put it into a corner, you designate a spot for it, and you plan on using it, you're allowed to use it. But when you're actually using it, you can't make a hole. So if it's sand, you can't just scoop out a hole in the sand, and that's a problem making a guma on Shabbos. So it has to be, if there's either you cut it off straight, so it doesn't create a hole at all, or if it's so soft that by digging something out, no hole is made because it right away collapses in, that also would be okay. Sivkoton kuf mem dalud. The Mechaber said, if you don't designate a corner for your dirt or your sand, so then it becomes bottled to the rest of the dirt on the ground and it's muksa. Afilu in be'eish shehichnes akupa labayis. Even if at the time when you brought the box into the house, hoya kavanoso lechasos tzoav aruk, your intention was to use it to cover the excrement or the saliva. Mikomakom kevon shepizro beemtza beso lemidras raglayim. Since you spread it out over the whole floor in the middle of your house for trampling of the feet, harehu bata legabe karkas abayis. That's considered nullified to the ground of the house. Vehu muktza v'aser, and that sand or dirt is muktza and it is aser. Ulafiza, according to this, also lika b'Shabbos ma'at menachol hamufuzer b'karka abayis l'shamesh b'leizadover. According to this, it would be forbidden to take on Shabbos a little bit of sand that's spread out on the ground of the house to use it for any use. The sand or the dirt that's randomly spread out over the floor is considered mukta. Now you're adding in sand or dirt that you actually want to use and you have kavanah to use it, but you didn't put it down in the right way. You just spread it out with the rest of the sand or dirt that's on the floor already. So it's bottled to that, and it's also muktzah. mukta. Again, if you put it in a corner, you designate a spot for it, then it's not mukta. You can use it for all your needs. Sifkaton kufam hay is going in the Ramah that said, in this case where you have the sand or dirt that's not mukta, you can take the fruit out, no problem, move away the sand, move away the dirt. Says the Mishabura of Imtaman Ba'afar Shul Mukta, but if the fruit are hidden in dirt that's actually Mukta, unlike the case that the Ramah is discussing, so then Ayin Lakamon, Simon, Shinyan, Alasif, Ches, Vitez, Mashakasa, Shom, we'll see exactly how you can get those fruit out, because you're not allowed to move the sand that's covering it, but there is a way that we'll see shortly that you can get it out. Says the Mechaber, Vait Yosef Lamites, Osir Letaltel Behema Chaya Va'of. You are not allowed to move on Shabbos any kind of animal or bird. It's mukta. V'afal pikein, and even so, mutter lichbos es hasal lifnei ha'afrochim kidei shialu v'yerdu bo. You are allowed to flip over a basket in front of chicks so they can go up and down the basket. So you can't touch you can't move the animals, but you can flip over a kli that the animals are going to go on and off of it. U'ba'odam alav, and while the animals are on the sal, on the basket, Asr l'taltel, so you can't move the basket. Says the Mishabura, Sif Katon Kuf Mem Vav, Asr l'taltel. The reason you cannot move animals on Shabbos is Dehem Bichlal Mukta. Animals on Shabbos are Mukta, Ke'etzim V'avonim. They are like sticks and stones. Deholo Chazu, because they have no purpose, they have no use, they're not fit for anything. V'afilu Im Yochol L'hagia L'hefzer Al Yodom. Even if not moving the animals can cause you a loss of money, kigon, for example, sha'ov poreach agabe hakelim. There's a bird flying around your vessels. V'yochol l'shabram, and he might break your kelim. Afilu hachi aser l'safsam biyadayim. You still cannot grab that bird with your hands. It's mukta. V'afilim humurgol babayas mikvar. Even if this is your pet bird and he's comfortable in the house, he's used to being there. The su bo mishum chas tzeda. It's true that comfortability of the bird in your house might take out the isra of trapping the bird by taking it. Kemavur besimin shintazan, like we'll see shortly. Afilu hachi litlam biyadayim aser mishum mukta. That doesn't help for mukta, it might help for tzeda, but even if the bird is flying around and you're afraid he's going to break the vessels, and he's a bird that's always in your house and he knows his way around, you still can't grab it with your bare hands. The bird is mukta. Ella yafrichenu me'aleim. You should just shoo him away from the kelim where you don't want him to break them. Kemavur v'simin shilam adalad b'magen Avraham sefkatan gimel the iser tiltol mukta hu afilu b'makom hefsed. That moving something that's mukta is aser even in a place of loss. Sefkatan kuf mem zayim, but you can flip over the sal for the chicks to go on. Ve'ein bo mishum chash bitul kli mehechino al osu zman shem alav. There's a cloud of not being mevatel kli from its use. We had this concept earlier when the animal fell into the water about putting in the pillows and cushions there. So you're normally not allowed to be mevatel kli from its intended use. And now by turning over the basket for the animals to go on, while the animals are on, the basket becomes usher to move. So says the Mishabura, that's not a concern of bitul kli me'echeno. Because you could shoo them away whenever you want, and therefore you have access to the use of this sal whenever you want, so that is not a problem. But lemaisa, when the chicks are on the kli, it's also tato, you can't move it. And if the animals were on the kli, the entire bein ashmashos, Osir afal pi sheyardu, then it's osir the whole Shabbos, even if the animals go off. Demigo diskatzoy lebein hashmashos iskatzoy lekliyoma. Once something becomes muksa during bein hashmashos, and this kli by having the animals on the whole time becomes a basis, assuming you wanted it there, and therefore it becomes osir not only for them but osir for the entire Shabbos, even if the birds or the chicks end up going off of it. Says the Mechaber Vaitis of Mem, and then we're going to go to a very important note. As a matter of fact, let's see the note first. Note number 147, some practical examples of animals. V'av tziporim hamiyuados lenoi v'loshashua. Even birds that are designated for beauty or for enjoyment, the Rosh writes, shemuktzahein, those birds are mukta. Mipnei she'ein mishtamshim b'balichayim. You're not allowed to use animals on Shabbos. V'lochilku chachomim bein balichayim. And chazal were not mechalek between different animals. So even if it's your pet bird, you have a geshmak to tie with him the whole week. On Shabbos, you can't move him. V'aquarium imdagim. What if you have a fish tank, an aquarium with fish in it? So Rav Moshe writes, Shemuktzahu, the aquarium is muktzah v'asal tatal. You can't move the aquarium, you can't move the fish tank on Shabbos. So says Rav Moshe. Meidach, on the other hand, It's true, the fish are mukza, and you can't move the fish on their own. But you can move the fish together with the aquarium. Since it's an aquarium, it's made for beauty, so that aquarium with the fish in it together is not mukza, you're allowed to move it. It's logical to say the Rosh that we saw before that said all animals are mukta, he would not be machmir over here. Since again the aquarium is made for beauty and it's made to move around from place to place. If that's a normal way that you move around an aquarium, so says Rosh Hashanah Zalman Orbach, even the Rosh would agree the aquarium with the fish inside is not mukta, unlike the psak of Rav Moshe Feinstein. V'kelav ha-miyuad l'holeches ivrim, a seeing eye dog that a blind person uses, says Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach, she'eino mukta. That dog is not mukta. Mikevan she'omed hu l'shimu shel tutul. That is the use of a dog that is for a blind person, is to be moved around, and therefore, Rosh Shlomo Zalman says it's not mukta. One more paragraph. V'lito kina uparush me'agufu min abegodim, to remove a louse or a flea from one's body or one's garments on Shabbos. Mevur b'shulchan aruch l'kamon shemutter. The Mechaber says later on it's mutter. Ubir hatam shelo neser adover mishemukta. And in explaining why are these animals not considered mukta, the Pri Megodim and the Tehillah David write, Shekevan Shakinov Aparish Mu'usimhim, since these types of bugs are disgusting, Nechshovim Him Kilgraf Shalri'i, that has a din of a graf Shalri'i, like a bucket of excrement, that you are allowed to move away for Kavod HaBrios, like we said, Ulahotzi Zvuv Me'amachal, to remove fly that is in one's food, the Chazon Ish writes that it's mutter. Kevan she'ein pu'ula zu nechsheves ketutul ha-mukta. That's not considered moving mukta, taking the fly out of your food. Elo ketikun ha'uchel buvad. Chiddush of the Chazon Ish, that's considered preparing your food. You're allowed to take the fly out of your food. That's not considered moving mukta. Now let's go weiter. One more sif. We're up to sif mem. Kol behema chayav of medadidim osam b'chotzer. All animals or birds, you're allowed to be medadidim them in the chatzar. What exactly does that mean? Dahainu sha'uches b'tzavarim means grabbing them by their necks. U'batzadim, or by their sides, u'malichon. You're walking them, you're leading them as they're walking, by holding on to them by their necks or their sides. That is mutter in the chatzar. When is it mutter? In tzrichim ha'balei chayim l'kach. If the animals need it, then it is mutter. Ubilvad shelo yagbihim, as long as you don't lift up the animal, b'inyon sheyeokru ragleim in aretz, if you don't lift them up in a way that their feet come off the ground, then it will be a problem. De muktzim heim va'asul ataltalim. Lamaisa, the animals are mukta. To lift it off the ground, then you're moving it fully, that is asur. But because of tzar bali chayim, you're allowed to help it move, you're allowed to hold on to the sides, it's only a partial tiltal, that's going to be mutter. Chutz mi tarnagolas, the exception is a tarnagolas. She'ei medadidinosa, that you're not allowed to hold on to the tarnagolas by the neck or by the sides and help it walk around. Mipneisha magbas atzma min ha'oretz v'nimtza zemetalto. The nature of a tarnagolas is going to jump up and you're going to end up carrying it and moving the muktza, so you're not allowed to do this medida with the tarnagolas. What can you do? Avodochim osa me'acharea biyadayim kideisha tikonis. You need it to go in the house so you can push it from behind. You can't grab it on the sides, it's going to jump up into your hands, you're going to end up carrying the mukta, so you can just push it from behind. That's a heter for the tanagolas. Says the Mishnah Berurah, if kadon kuf memtes kol behema chayav of, being gedol and being ketanim, whether they are large or they are small, you're allowed to do this medida. In the chatzer, kuf nun, says the Mishnah Berurah, avalo b'rishus harabim, this heter is not in a public domain, de gazrinan shema yagbihim. There's a gzera, you might lift up the animal. The avirim are ba'amos, and you might carry the animal for amos in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. The yischayev chatas, you'll be chayev karmen chatas, that would be an isadar isa. Digabe behema lo amrin chayno seas atzma. We'll see tomorrow night when it comes to a human being, you carry a human being in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, it's not an isadar isa, because we say a live person carries himself, it's only an isadar abonim. But over here by an animal, we do not say the klal of chayno seas atzma. So if you're going to pick up the animal, that will be an isadar isa. Therefore, you can't do the medida in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. V'ayin b'tur d'svirulei d'b'karmelis nami osir l'dados. K'mo b'rishis harabim. The Torah says that in the karmelis it is also osir to do the medida just like in the rishis harabim. V'chein pasak al-levush and so do pasins l'levush. D'lo k'beis Yosef sh'metzadeh l'hokil b'zeh. Unlike the Shita of the Beis Yosef, that he leans to be lenient, that you can do the Medida in the Carmelis like you can do in the Chatzir. Because the Maisa carrying in the Carmelis is only the Rabbanan, and this would be a Gzeira L'Gzeira, therefore he says the Carmelis is Mutter. Mikomokom Nire. Still it appears, says the Chavetz Chaim, the Ba'agolim Gedolim. When it comes to large calves, Mutter L'Dadas B'Carmelis there, you can do this Medida in the Carmelis, and the reason for that is, it's very hard to lift them up. They're very large, and therefore it's already a carmelis. It's a large animal, so then it would be mutter. Ayin b'ran shuvah b'beis Yosef. Sekoton kuf nun aleph. Im tzrichim. We said this whole heter of medida, of the behema chaya v'of in the chatzer, is if in tzrichim ha-bali chayim, like if the animal's needed. U'mishum tzar bali chayim, and it's because of preventing tzar bali chayim. The imlo kain osur lasos kain, because if not for tzar bali chayim, it would be absolutely osur to do this medida. The chol midi, the lo chazi letiltul, anything you're not allowed to move on Shabbos, kishem shem metaltul and kulo, very important point, the same way you can't move the entire item, you can't move part of the item. So if you can't move an animal fully, you can't move it part way either. So the whole heter of this medida is only because you're preventing tzar bali chayim. Therefore, they prevented this lower grade tiltu, which normally would be usr. And we see that it's normally usr, kamosha kosav simin shin yud alsev zayin gabe meh, shalo yozes mimenu aver, like by a dead body. A dead body is muktzah. You not only cannot move the whole body, you can't even move a limb of the body. So here also, you shouldn't really be allowed to do the medida only because of preventing tzar bali chayim. That's why Chazal were matir it. Sivkoton kufnun days, we said the exception was the tanagolos. You can't do the medida because the animal is going to jump up into your hands, or you're going to end up moving the muktzah fully. But what you can do is push it from behind. Afilu im eino litzarka. Kidei l'hachila, by the tanagolas, even if it's not for the needs of the animal to feed it, elo l'toalto, but rather it's for the benefit of the owner. Kidei shelo yovo lidei hefsed mamonah, so the owner should not come to a loss of money. Kigon sheboruchem n'abayis lachutz, for example, your tanagolas ran outside the house and you tried to save it from running away. V'hu adin in boruchem n'abeitzim. Or if he was sitting on the beitzim and he went off it, and the beitzim are at risk of getting ruined, so you want to get him back on, so that's also grounds to push him from behind. Ava below hefsed mamon, but if there's no loss of money at stake over here, afilu hadechia eino nochon kevan sheino letzarka, then even pushing this tanagolos from behind would not be proper, since it is not for the needs of the animal. We'll stop here and continue tomorrow, mitzvah Hashem, with Sif Mem Aleph.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.